भक्तोषि मे सखा चेति रहस्यम जीतम तमम. सो दिस वर्स वी डिस्कस्ड लास्ट नाइट दैट दिस भगवत भक्ति योग इज नॉट ए न्यू थिंग, इट इज पुरातन. कृष्ण सेज योग प्रत्यय पुरातन. सो जस्ट लाइक आई वाज डिस्कसिंग नाउ विद डॉक्टर कपूर, आवर फिलोसॉफी इज नॉट न्यू, पुरातन, the old thing. At the present moment, it is a fashion to propound a new kind of philosophy. He is a, not only now, formally also, as it is said in the Bhagavatam, Nāsau munijyasya matangra bhinnam. A muni is not a muni. Muni means mental speculators, manansi, thoughtful muni, thoughtful also, always absorbed in thoughts. So, a thoughtful man or a great saintly person is not a great saintly person. He has, if he hasn't got to propound a new theory, Nāsau munijyasya matangra bhinnam. That is the modern philosophical way, research way. These philosophers' contribution is up to this, and this philosopher, we have also such thing. Just like our Gaudiya Vaishnava and Ramanujacharya Vaishnava. Ramanujacharya Vaishnava, they appreciate the service of the Lord up to Sakkharas, Vishramma Sakkha, with awe and veneration. Dasa, Santa Dasa Sakkha, up to this information, Ramanujacharya. But Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they have got up to Madhurya Rasa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded this Madhurya Rasa. Therefore, he is worshipped by Rupa Goswami. Anarpita charingi chirat karunayavati nakalau samarpayatam unnata ujjala rasang savaktisya. Unnata ujjala. Everyone has got some relationship with Krishna, that the highest, topmost relationship is Madhurya Rasa, Unnata Ujjala. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Madhurya Rasa, gopis, gopi bhava rasamrita dilhari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution to the Vaishnava philosophers, or Vaishnava, Madhurya Rasa. Other acharyas, we have got four acharyas in Vaishnava Sampradaya. Vatsala Rasa, I think, is Vallabha Acharya, they are Vatsala Rasa, Balakrishna. And Ramanujacharya, they are up to Sakkha Rasa, Vishramma Sakkha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives information, Ramya kachit upasana brajavadhu barbhavija kulvita. The method of worship, as it was done by the gopis, brajavadhu, that is the best. Ramya kachit upasana. There is no better process of worship than the method adopted by the gopis. Always thinking of Krishna. Krishna has gone to a pasturing ground and the gopis are thinking at home, Krishna's lotus feet is so soft that we feel ashamed to keep his lotus feet on our breast. We think our breast is too hard for keeping his lotus feet. Such nice lotus feet is now wandering on ground with stone chips. How much pain he is feeling in thinking this, the gopis were crying. How much their mind was absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Therefore, the Goswamis, they also followed Gopi Bhavara Sam Mitadhila Hari. Here also in Vrindavan, the Gaudiya Vaishnava especially, they worship Krishna in the Madhurya Ras. Their aspiration is how to become an assistant, associate of the gopis, Madhurya Ras. So every devotee is associated with some rasa, with Krishna, rasa vaisa. The Vedic information is, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Rasa vaisa. Labdhanandi bhavanti. If one gets that rasa, melas, then he becomes spiritually blissful. Labdhanandi, these are Vedic information. The Gauri Vaishnava contribution is this Madhurya Ras, but it is not to be artificially imitated. When one becomes actually liberated, Mukta Purusha, then he can release Mali Haiya Sei Bij Kare Rupan. It has been described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that at the present moment we have to become the gardener and water the Bhakti Laja Kripa. Then it grows. It goes penetrating through the cover of the universe, reaches the spiritual world, and then it grows still more. And when it catches, the creeper catches some shelter, some other big tree. Similarly, this Bhakti Lata creeper goes up and up, and when it catches the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is satisfied. And the bhakta who nourished this Bhakti Lata bees, when he goes back to home, back to Godhead, he releases the fruit grown in that Bhakti Lata. So this is the description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in connection with Rupa Goswami. That Bhakti Lata bees begins practically by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are some so-called devotees, they jump over Bhagavatam, especially Dasama Skandha, Rasa Panchadhyaya, but that is not the process. The process is to begin Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata Bij. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. So we have to take care of the seed. That seed is the last word of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. When one accepts Krishna in the last resort or shelter with faith, that Krishna says that sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. When one accepts this philosophy that I have nothing to do except surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the beginning of that seed. It has been explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sraddha Shabde Vishwa Sudhira Nischa Krishne Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita. Sraddha. Because if you want to advance in spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, the first step is Sraddha. first step is Shraddha. And what is the meaning of Shraddha? Shraddha means full faith. Shraddha Shabdi Vishwas, full faith. What is that faith? Shraddha Shabdi Vishwas, Sudhira Nishcha, firm faith, not faltering, firm faith. That if I surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then everything is done. Everything is done. I have nothing to do anymore. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. This is called Shraddha. Beginning. Shraddha. Adho Shraddha, tato sadhu sangha. This is the process given by the Goswamis. The first Shraddha, firm faith, unflinching faith, that if I surrender unto Krishna, if I take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then my life is successful. Everything is done. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Sudhira Nishcha. Without any hesitation. Why shall I take shelter of Krishna? One big scholar says it is sophistry, that is too much demanding. Krishna is demanding too much. Sarva dharman parityaj, give up everything. And said, that is the only thing. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he can demand like that. So our parampara system, as it is explained, even parampara praptam, even raja sahavidu, our parampara is, Krishna said, surrender unto me, and we catch up the word, we preach, surrender unto Krishna. This is parampara system. Not that I will have to say that surrender unto me. That is raskalya. Real Krishna Seva is because Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him. So if we preach to everyone that surrender to Krishna, then it is parampara. Then it is parampara. Parampara means what is spoken by Krishna. You preach that gospel. You preach that philosophy. So our Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. We haven't got to manufacture anything, any philosophy by research work. Krishna says, yoga prakta puratana. We have to speak the same thing, most very, very old, puratana. We haven't got to manufacture. Nowadays, we are advanced in education and civilization. Therefore, we have to concoct some idea. It is not our business. We have to speak the same old puratan thing. What is that puratan thing? 5,000 years ago, Krishna said, surrender unto me. So we have to preach this old gospel, surrender unto Krishna. Finish your business. Krishna says, I am speaking that old thing which millions of years ago I spoke to Sun God. Similarly, we have to refer to Krishna. 5,000 years ago, Krishna said this. Let us say, repeat that. Yoga prakta puratana. And who can speak this? Bhaktosi, one is actual devotee. Others, rascals, they will interpret Bhagavad Gita in different ways. They are not speaking the Puratan. Therefore, they are null and void. They reject it. Takalina yoga nasta. One who does not speak the old thing by the parampara system is speaking nonsense. Take evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Sakalina nasta. Krishna says that the old parampara system, as I spoke to Sun God, sakalena iha mahata yoganasta paranta. As soon as we deviate from the parampara system means to receive the knowledge through disciplic succession. Very simple thing. But in due course of time, it becomes deviated. Just like nowadays, they are interpreting Bhagavad Gita in different way. That means kalena nashta. This is not Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is speaking against Krishna, they are discovering some new meaning, adhyatmic meaning. They say adhyatmic meaning. Do they not say like that? Adhyatmic meaning. What is the nonsense adhyatmic meaning? That means kalina nashta. Anyone who discovers some adhyatmic meaning of Bhagavad Gita according to his fertile brain, that sort of preaching of Bhagavad Gita is nashta. That is not real Bhagavad Gita. Real Bhagavad Gita is if you speak the very old thing. The sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam. What Krishna said 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, if you speak that old thing, that Krishna desires everyone to surrender unto him, so let me preach this cult. My dear friend, please surrender to Krishna. Then you are a good preacher. Three words. My dear friend, please surrender to Krishna. That's all. To become a preacher in Krishna consciousness movement is not at all difficult. We have to speak the same thing. This is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna katha. Amar agnay guru hoya. Taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upodesh. This is guru. Guru does not mean anything extraordinary. Any damn rascal like me can become guru. You can question, how you are a damn rascal, how you can become guru? Yes,